Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. First, we're going to give an update of the situation here in Africa. I'm in Kenya today, and we have committed to preaching a crusade in Tamare in Tanzania. And Tamare is in the northwest corner of Tanzania, right near the Kenya border. You cross the border at Isibania, then you go just a short distance into Tanzania. There's a city there called Tamare, and that's the place we're going to be going. It's about an 8-hour trip from where I live here in Mumias down to there. And so the dates of the crusade, you can write these down, start to pray for them. 17th to the 20th of December, we're going to be there for a 4-day crusade, working with a pastor's association there in Tamare, and a bishop that we worked with last year in Mwanza had a very successful crusade over in Mwanza district in Tanzania. And so we're going to be going there. I'll be leaving here that week of the crusade, probably on Sunday or Monday of that week of the crusade. And so keep that in your prayers, keep the team lifted up, and we're going to be looking forward to a great harvest for the kingdom and a mighty harvest for the kingdom of God. And I'm sending my team, Sammy and Zephaniah will be going down ahead of me to pave the way, stir up the fire, and so that is what we're going to be doing in December. Also next week I have a church revival over in Busia, Kenya. I'll be preaching on Friday and Saturday, 4 different sessions, and there'll be 100 to 200 people there for each session, and so we praise the Lord for that and look forward to going to Busia. So keep those in your prayers. Today we're going to be spending a little time just talking about Thanksgiving, as the holiday is coming up shortly in just a few days. And I think it would be remiss if we did not mention it and preach about it just a little bit. And then I want to jump into a subject that is on everybody's mind regarding the election here in the United States and what the Lord is saying to me about that election. Well, in Psalm 92, if you will open your Bible there, Psalm 92, verse 1, we'll take this up. First, it says, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp with harmonious sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. Verse 5, O Lord, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, and when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold your enemies, O Lord, for behold your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Verse 10, but my horn, or my kingdom, you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye has also seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. And so that concludes Psalm 92, one of the beautiful psalms, one of the many beautiful psalms written about Thanksgiving. And beloved, I want to encourage you today. It's a time when people are under great stress, people are under great duress. It's a time when people can easily be discouraged. You look around and there's so much bad news, there's so much sorrow, there's so much pain, many people dying of corona, not only in the U.S., but also all over the world, although we have not had too much death here in Kenya. In fact, in this area, we've had very little. But still, it's very easy if you keep your focus on the circumstances and the situation happening in the world, it's very easy to get depressed. It's very easy to get stressed out and just wonder, when is life going to get better? When is life going to start to smooth out? And all these problems and all these issues and all this stress, when is it going to start to go away? Well, beloved, it may not. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it may not. We are in the end times. As I spoke before, we are in the end times when people's love grow cold, when there's a spirit of lawlessness across the land. And so as the end times grow closer to the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to see even more bizarre and more stressful and more unsettling things happen across the earth. But beloved, you need to give thanks to the Lord even when you don't see good things happening. Get your focus on the beauty of the Lord. Get your focus on the joy of serving Him. Get your focus on the joy of reading His Word and abiding in His presence, and just thank Him for every little thing. If you can just think of one thing to thank Him for, if you can just set aside your focus, get it off the circumstances of your life and the issues of your life and the problems of your family and your relatives and the problems of your government, and just say, thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. This is another day that you've given me. This is a day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you will do that and get your focus on what God has done for you, what He has given you, then you will start to have your spirits lifted up. You will start to see your countenance start to lift up. Maybe your health will get better. Things will start to happen for you in a better way. And so this is God's plan, that we give thanks in all things. We give thanks in all things. Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in all things, with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to the Lord. In all things, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto the Lord. And so when you make your requests known unto the Lord, God hears your prayers. He knows your situation. He knows every detail of your situation. And so when He hears your prayer, you have positioned yourself before Him. You have humbled yourself before Him. And He knows your heart. He knows your needs. And so that is the desire of God, is to give you the desires of your heart if they are aligned with His will and with His kingdom. And going on there in Philippians 4, verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. So the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And that is what we desire, is to have the peace of God to guard our hearts, the peace of God to give us peace as the world spirals towards its end day. And so when we have that peace of God, we can enjoy things, we can laugh, we can be at peace, we can sleep well at night, all these things. And we don't need medication to take care of our stress. We don't need medication to take care of our anxiety and our depression and all the different mental issues that we have. Lord, I pray for your peace upon the people of God that are listening to this message today. Lord, I pray your peace on every single person who asks you in Jesus' name to abide with them, to come into their life, to give them peace, to give them joy, to give them understanding, and to give them blessing. I pray that peace upon them today. And if you pray that, and we have this national holiday in America called Thanksgiving, And regretfully, we don't have that in Kenya. I wish we did. But we have this national holiday when we take a day to celebrate what the Lord has done for us. Some people don't understand that. They just think it's about eating turkey. That's okay to eat. But God has provided for you all the food, all the blessings, the beautiful houses, the cars, the roads, all of the good health systems, everything that you have there in America. God has provided it. He has blessed this nation immensely beyond anything that any person could demand or expect. And so that is God's will, that we give him thanks, that we put him in his proper place, which is at the highest place in our life, and our knee shall bow to him, our tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jehovah God sent his Son to die for us, and every believer who confesses that and gives thanks for the Lord, every believer shall be saved. They shall abide in the Lord forever and ever for all eternity. So spend the next few days, not just on Thanksgiving Day only, but spend the next few days and really every day of your life giving thanks to the Lord. Develop and cultivate a heart of gratitude so that the Lord will appreciate you and you can come to appreciate him, and in every circumstance you can see the hand of the Lord working. In every circumstance you can see the blessing of the Lord on your life, and you won't let the circumstances of your life, those negative things that the devil throws at you, those trials and tribulations, you won't let them pull you down to where you can't see the hand of the Lord working on your life. Well, that is the message for Thanksgiving today. God bless you. I could continue to preach on that for a few hours. Just keep thanking the Lord for everything. In all things give thanks, says Paul. In all things rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. And so that is our message of Thanksgiving today. Take it to heart. Develop a lifestyle of Thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Well, I want to speak just a little bit, a few minutes that we have left here, on the current situation of the election in America. And all of you, I know, are following this election very carefully, as you should be. And the election at this point is contested. No winner has, according to the legal realm, according to the Electoral College, no winner has been declared. It's all just in the media at this time, which was in a rush to judgment. And there is no winner that has been declared. There is suspected fraud at this point. Nothing has been proven, but there is suspected fraud and a possibility that the election could be a big shock to many people, not just in America, but all over the world, because people here in Kenya and other places all over the world are looking very carefully, not just about who the winner will be, but this is a trial of the whole American system of life, you might say, the American system of law and order. This is a trial for the integrity and the soul and character of the United States of America. And so I want to go back and talk just a little bit about President Trump. Some of the prophets of the New Testament, some of the new prophets that have spoken about Trump have given some very interesting words about him. And so if you don't believe in New Testament prophecy, this message is not going to ring very true with you. If you don't believe in New Testament prophecy, I suggest you go study 1 Corinthians 14 and listen and look at the words of Paul, the Apostle Paul, who wrote extensively on New Testament prophecy. And if you don't believe in New Testament prophecy, I would suggest that you pray, ask the Lord to give you wisdom and revelation and understanding. Because if there's no New Testament prophecy, why did the Apostle Paul spend all that time in Corinthians teaching about it and telling about it and instructing us on New Testament prophecy? So I believe in New Testament prophecy, and I believe in the New Testament prophets, the office of prophet, and the anointing of the prophet. And in verse 1 of chapter 45 in the book of Isaiah, the Lord speaks about a man named Cyrus. And some of the New Testament prophets in America have prophesied that the spirit of Cyrus was on Donald Trump. This was spoken years before he became president. I myself, in fact, had a dream about Donald Trump back in 2015, before he ever became president, while he was just announcing his candidacy. The Lord gave me a dream, and he showed me he was going to raise up Donald Trump to be president of the United States. And again, he was one of 16 candidates, had never held a political office, had never run for anything. He came out of the business world, and God showed me that he was going to raise up this man to be president of the United States long before the election. Well, why did God show me that? It's because God was showing me that he had anointed this man with a spirit of something that the Lord had put on him, with a spirit, and God was going to use this man in a way, in an extraordinary way, to bring the United States of America back into alignment with the kingdom of God. And some people would say, after hearing a statement like that, well, how can God use Trump to do anything? He's such a coarse man, and when he speaks, all kinds of craziness sometimes comes out of his mouth, and he's not a polite man. He's not even halfway civilized sometimes. He's always demeaning people and mocking people, and that is just the personality of Donald Trump. His heart is different. He has wickedness in his heart, as all men do. But he also understands the will of God, and that's a mystery to many people. That is a paradox that many people can't get over. All they can see is the surface Donald Trump. All they can hear is the tweets that sometimes are idiotic and cruel. But God has a plan for this man, and God has raised him up to do something in America. And the first 4 years of Donald Trump's presidency, those things that God had willed for Donald Trump came to be. Those things came to pass. He has put three people on the Supreme Court that will someday rule on the abortion issue here in America. And that is the first and foremost, probably the most important issue to the Lord God, is the killing of the innocents, the shed blood of the innocents in America. And then secondly, the Lord has anointed Donald Trump to slow down the push for perversion, for sexual immorality and perversion in America. Donald Trump is very pro-marriage, one man, one woman. He stands against sexual immorality and sexual perversion, and so that is very close to the heart of God. Those things which are an abomination to God, Donald Trump is also opposed to them. Even though there's things about his past in terms of sexuality and sexual immorality that aren't good, and yet God is using this man. And some of the prophecies spoken over Donald Trump, going clear back to 2007, I first heard a word that made me believe God was going to raise up somebody like Donald Trump. I didn't know who it was going to be at the time. I didn't know that name. I knew who he was, but I didn't know that name in regards to a political office or a purpose that God had for him in the United States. But I first heard that word in 2007 by Prophet Kim Clement, that the Lord was going to raise up a Trump to blow the trumpet over the United States of America. And so the trumpet is the call to battle. It's the call to arms that was used in the Old Testament. And it's also, the trumpet is the instrument used to announce the return of the Lord as the Lord comes back and raptures his church off of the face of the earth. Well, again, in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 1, we'll get back to that. It says, "Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have held. Subdue nations before him, and loose the armor of kings, to open before him the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. There is no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me. Well, Cyrus was a Persian king. And the interesting thing about this prophecy of Isaiah, or the words of Isaiah, is that they were spoken 150 years approximately before Cyrus became king and took his place as one of the kings of the earth. And God has already spoken over Cyrus and said, I'm going to use you to make crooked places straight. I'm going to use you to break in pieces the gates of bronze, or in other words, the gates of other kingdoms. I will use you to expose the treasures of darkness. He says, I will give you the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. Well, if you think about what is happening in the USA right now, there is a great exposure going on in this election. I don't believe we've seen even the tip of the iceberg yet. I believe God is going to blow this thing wide open, and you're going to see exposure, and the whole world, their jaw is going to drop. The whole world is going to say, what hath God wrought in the United States of America? I didn't even think the U.S. had any corruption in their elections or in their government. I didn't think this could possibly happen in the USA. And look, God is blowing this thing wide open, and he's exposing corruption on a scale that we thought was unimaginable. Well, that is what is happening. God is going to give this president and his team the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. This corruption and wickedness to try to tear people away from the kingdom of God, to try to destroy everything that God stands for and everything that God has established through men and women here in the United States of America, God is going to expose it. He's going to tear it down. This didn't just start in 2020. It started a long time ago, but it's coming to a head now because of this very, apparently very close election. But I believe you're going to see God expose things regarding this election that you will be shocked. The whole world will be shocked, and people will say, what hath God wrought? And so this man Cyrus, who was anointed by the Lord and appointed by the Lord, not to go, but to help rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And you can read about that in the book of Ezra and the book of Nehemiah. But this man God used, and he spoke this prophecy over him 150 years before he became king, that God was going to use him to build up the walls of Jerusalem. And I believe God has spoken over this man, President Donald Trump, and he's going to use him to build up the walls of Jerusalem and the walls of the kingdom of God in America. And you're just seeing it start to unfold. You're going to be shocked, because this is going to bring a revelation to people all over the world that God is the God, the one true living God, the God of Israel, the God of America. And the interesting thing about this, God says, I knew you by name. He's saying this to Cyrus. I knew you by name, though you have not known me. Cyrus didn't even know God. He was a pagan. He was a pagan king. To some extent, you could speak that about President Trump when he came into office. He was a bit of a pagan, came in whispering God's name. But now, after all the events and circumstances of his life and the United States of America, now Trump is shouting the name of the one true living God. I wish I had more time. Maybe we'll take this up some more next week. Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. I thank you for listening today. If you want to support us, sit down, write us out a check, pray for us. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to know that you listen to these broadcasts and that you want to support the work in Africa and keep these radio broadcasts on the air. And we thank you for your listening today. We thank you. We ask you to stay tuned for contact information at the end of this broadcast. Thank you and God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.